Native inn in a tropical jungle village, Betty and Bob while away the time teaching Natasha to speak English. Unaware that Dorothy is face to face with the terrible native gods of the Far East. Chandler returns from a conference with Dr. Shaw. They miss Dorothy. They go to her room. It is empty. But on the table is a folded paper on which is a seven-headed serpent, the mark of the deadly bond. The present act opens in the dimly lighted native temple.
Chandu, the magician.
Oh, how dark it is in here. Where is my daughter? Where is she?
So far went to the Unsermon time.
Oh, I can't believe she'd come in here. She's been told over and over not to. Did you bring her here? Did you? You mean she's a prisoner in here?
Go forward to the altar inside. Hear not.
Oh, I'm not afraid for myself, but my daughter in this awful place of weird images. Oh.
Here you will wait, Mensah.
Oh, no. Why did you bring me here to find my daughter and then keep me from learning where she is? Betty? Betty?
You are calling, honorable lady?
I can't see you there in the darkness. Where is my daughter?
Your daughter, honorable lady?
Yes, of course. This man brought me here saying my daughter had come into the temple. Have you seen her?
Why did you think she had come here? Your daughter is brave indeed to venture within the sacred doors of the jungle god.
Oh, I can't believe she came here of her own accord. But he showed me her scarf, the piece of silk, you know, that she was wearing around her throat. And oh, you tell him about it. But where is he? He's gone. I'm here alone.
You are indeed alone. In the presence of the god himself. Look up there. Wait. I will stir the sacred fire to life. And you may see his face. It is not often strangers are permitted to gaze upon it.
But I don't understand. You speak remarkably good English for a native of this jungle.
Ah, yes. But perhaps I am not a native of this jungle.
But surely no white man would... Oh, I'm sorry. I hardly know what I'm saying.
Look upon the face of the god.
Oh, it's a man with the head of a snake.
Cobra, king of the jungle.
Oh. I can't remember who you are, but I know I've heard your voice somewhere before. I know I have. Who are you? What are you doing here?
That you will never know.
Oh, you're somebody we've met. Is my daughter here? Tell me that at least.
You are here to answer questions, not to ask them. I will tell you this. You have looked upon the face of the jungle god, and that is because you will not live to leave the jungle.
What do you mean? Oh, this is horrible. Oh, you can't keep me here. How can you be so cruel? Is my daughter in here, too?
You are to be sacrificed to the god of the jungle. You are to pay the penalty that has descended through the centuries.
What penalty? Is it money you want? I have plenty of money. And I'm not afraid to die if you'll let my daughter go. Oh, please, please.
The jungle message has reached the temple that you are the wife of him who has the great emerald, stolen hundreds of years ago from the idol in the temple of Angkor.
Oh, no. No, I haven't the emerald and my husband hasn't it either. But if you'll let me go, I'm sure I can find it and bring it to you.
We have known many white men before. Their words are false. Their faces are fair while they speak lies. Men of the jungle cannot trust white men.
Oh, but I'll do everything I can to get the emerald for you. I think I know right now where it is. The one who has the emerald will come to you later and...
The words of the white woman fall upon the deaf ears of the jungle god.
Oh, but please, please. I know the man that has the emerald would rather give it to you than have my daughter killed. Please let me go and I won't betray you. Really, I won't. I give you my word. I'll come back myself if I can't find the emerald.
If the man who has the emerald knows where it belongs, why has he not brought it to the temple?
Oh, I can't tell you. I really don't know. I know I can get it for you if you'll just let me go.
Do you think that after the god of the jungle has waited these many centuries for vengeance, he is to be cheated of it now?
But wouldn't you rather have the emerald than my daughter's life?
Perhaps both may be restored to the jungle god.
This is like some horrible dream. Your voice is that of an educated man. How can you lend yourself to these horrible jungle practices? Will you tell me who you are? And if I really have seen you before?
You would know then how to beg me for your life.
No, no, that's not it at all. And besides, it's not my own life. It's my daughter's. Don't sacrifice her for the sake of this emerald. She's only a girl with all her life before her. I'll get you the emerald, I swear I will.
You have the emerald?
No, I told you I didn't have it. My husband hasn't either. I can get it. I know I can. Give me a chance to bring it to you, won't you? Oh, that horrible-looking idol.
It is not an idol, honorable lady. It is a god.
Oh, but how do you know your god would want you to take my daughter's life and mine? Isn't there some way you can get a sign from him? That's it. Ask your god for a sign that he wants you to take our lives.
His god is but the younger brother of Inmed Angkor, from whom the emerald was stolen.
But you believe in him? You said so. He might not want us killed. What do you do when you want to find out his wishes? Surely there's something you can do.
Yes, there is a way.
Then try it. Ask him, my daughter. Ask him if we are to die.
I will do it, but think not to escape his vengeance.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be all right. What is it you do?
You see this knife? It is what we natives call a kris.
No, you're not a native of this place. I know you're not. I'm sure I know you. I can just see your face.
Be silent. I take the kris and I balance it between this stone and this vessel full of sacred water. If the kris falls on the stone, you shall not die. But if it falls in the water, you shall not escape.
But what's that basket behind the stone? What are you going to do with that?
That is the home of him who bears within his body the spirit of the jungle god. I will remove the lid that you may see.
Oh, it's a cobra, a live cobra.
Who listen to the question I shall ask? Music must be played to please the king. Raise your hooded head, O cobra, king of the jungle. Raise your hooded head and listen to the music. Shall this white woman go free or shall she die? If the knife falls on the stone, she is to live. In the water, death is to come to her according to the law of the centuries. Thus of the jungle upon him who stole the emerald.
Wait, not yet. Oh, that awful knife. Go on. I'm not afraid.
Ah, the knife. It sways with the swaying of King Cobra's head. Death! Is the honorable lady satisfied that the jungle god's vengeance must be fulfilled?
I suppose I can say no more. But I beg you to spare my daughter. Take me as you will.
Your daughter is not here, honorable lady.
Then this whole thing was just a trick. That scarf. That native that brought it to me at the inn.
It was written that you must be delivered to the jungle god for vengeance. And when your daughter dropped the bright silk from her throat, we knew the god had shown us the way.
Then she's never been here at all. She hasn't been in here.
No, honorable lady, she is not here.
Oh. You've leaned forward in the green light from the altar just then. I saw your face. Let me see you again. Your doctor's son. Oh, I don't know what to do. Doctor's son, my brother's friend. What?
Since when the sun rises tomorrow, you will not be alive. I will tell you what no one in the world knows.
But doctor's son, how can you?
I said I would tell you a secret. I am not doctor's son.
Oh, how horrible. Are you trying to tell me that it was you we saw in Singapore and not Dr. Sun yourself?
Honorable lady, you are far too intelligent. I am a relative of Dr. Sun. What you in America would call centuries ago. My peacocks and I too believe in them and trust their judgment. I went to the white man's school as did Dr. Sun, and when the time came, I was ready.
What do you mean? Oh, you're...
I mean, when the time came, I killed Dr. Sun and took his place. But now Dr. Sun will be thought to have disappeared, and I have returned to the jungle.
But your knowledge of the secrets of the East, that
too. That too is mine. Now there's no longer reason why you should live. This very night, the guard that pronounced your sentence of death shall execute it.
Are you here alone?
You think to pit your strength against mine? Even if you could, let me tell you, in the inner room is a large company of worshippers who await word of your death, that the ceremonial may begin.
Oh, get away! Oh, you horrible Frank! Frank!
I couldn't believe you'd come in here, Doc.
Oh, Frank, don't let them take me away. Don't. Oh, they're going to kill me. Frank!
Go away, white man. She has killed the priest. See him there before the altar lying dead.
Frank, please, don't let them. Frank!
Stop. Stop, I tell
Frank.
You.
Frank!
The gods of the jungle has spoken.